We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Online edition of Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Bill and I have done our best to make this bioavailable form of our radio show available to you anytime you want to listen, easy to share with your friends. Again, I'm Dave Stouter, health warrior. With me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. And you'll hear spots for this, but we have a toll-free number that we would like you to call and leave a message if you have any health questions, comments, and we'll try to answer them on the show. And that number is 844-49-HEART. That makes it easy to remember. Toll-free 844-494-3278. And we do have an email, haveaheart@thebright, thebright.com. So, Bill, I wanted to take some time here and get to some of the questions. I'll throw out a question here for you, and I'll you could maybe offer some thoughts, and I'll chime in with maybe a couple of my own as well. But we have a fellow who says he's got three bulging discs, a lot of pain. You know, he gets a cortisone shot. It helps with the pain, but he knows that's a short-term solution. You got some thoughts on that?
Bulging discs, hyaluronic acid, the cushioning substance your body makes more of when you're young, more of when your hormones are high, like females during pregnancy. Hyaluronic acid, what is it? It is a water-holding gel, and your skin is filled with it, your joints, the spaces in between your joints, the joint space. And when you have a lot of it, you don't have wrinkles. When you have a lot of it, you're impervious to pains and aches in your joints. When you wear out, you have the wear and tear osteoarthritis. The bone is rubbing on bone, and you need to get that gel back called hyaluronic acid. If you take it orally, it stimulates your body, little cells called fibroblasts, to make more of HA or hyaluronic acid. I wrote a book about it a number of years ago, How to Live 100 Years Without Growing Old, based on the study of some people in Japan, the Yuzurihara, Japan, where people looked young but lived very long and old, and they had very high HA or hyaluronic acid levels. So it's in the health food stores. When you've got aches and pains, I've seen people throw away morphine and all kinds of pain relievers because of it. It is a godsend for nerve pain, is a godsend for back pain. I remember a fellow in New York, David, wrote to me years ago and said, I've been struggling with back pain for 10 years, and it vanished when he took hyaluronic acid. So it's a great way to get out of trouble for a lot of folks. I mean, I think pain is probably the biggest reason that drives people to the internet looking for an answer. Everybody today is looking for an answer to pain with what, David? What's the new thing? Of course, you smoke it. So, okay. You know, I mean, and it's amazing. We're herbalists, of course, here. We talk about herbs and things. But the issue is maybe you could reach for something a little less problematic and troublesome. And hyaluronic acid, it gets people out of a lot of trouble. I can't believe the lines forming for people in Colorado and everything. Would they line up for our vitamins, herbs, amino acids? I mean, wow. Look, folks, if you're trying to just be happy in life, and I've said this before, the goal of life is not to be happy. You may be happy at times. That may happen. But, you know, the goal in life, I think, look, if you just want to be happy, then smoke pot all day. That's it. You'll be doofy and happy. But the issue is, I think the purpose in life is to find something to commit your life to and then finish it, whatever that is. That's the easiest way to say it. No, happiness is not a goal. I'm learning that in you decide to be happy or decide to be unhappy. That glass is half full or half empty. I know some people that are really suffering with all kinds of things, and they can still smile and giggle and tell a joke and all those other things. So they're happy. And it's kind of a choice. And it's a particularly difficult thing, I have to say, in marriage, particularly for women dealing with depression and change of life and everything else, and they get down and they're depressed. And you've got to choose happiness, a happy heart that's in the Bible. And particularly difficult for women and men too, and certainly an issue. Ladies, if you're looking for your husband to make you happy, it's not going to happen. Your husband's not responsible to make you happy. So that would solve a lot of issues if that could just be said the way it is and not pointed at anybody. And we could realize, gee, that might help us out of a lot of conflicts and even divorces. In these no-fault divorce states, it's rampant now, people divorcing. And women kind of feel like my husband's responsible for all my unhappiness. Really? So,
wise words, Bill. Wise. Well, you know, certainly there are things in life that cause us to react in a happy way that are easy, and some that are challenging. But you're right. We have to learn to decide to be happy, and get our work done. You know, I you mentioned medical marijuana. Like you, I went to a trade show. And as you may know, there are some new compounds being studied out of marijuana. They're not the THC. And so, you know, I know some people in the industry that are really big on them. You know, they're expensive. I don't know what to think, but I got to tell you, I went up to the booth where they were selling these new compounds that aren't, you know, THC. And I said, they were telling me it would help with maybe depression, mood, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, will they make me stupid and lazy like the real thing? And I don't know. You know, pain is one thing. You can take painkillers and ruin your stomach and your heart. You can take marijuana and get sort of floaty in your life. I'm going to add that hyaluronic acid, Bill, which is great advice. There's an enzyme called serrapeptase. It not only can help with pain and inflammation, but actual tissue repair. It's very safe. Won't hurt your stomach, your liver, your kidneys. You can take really high doses in the beginning. I have. It works wonderfully. And, Bill, I think you know about DMSO. I know it's controversial in some circles, but it's inexpensive, and I found it in many cases to work wonders. You don't need much of it, and that's the other thing that I would
– It's a garlic-smelling liquid. It's topical, and you put it on, and, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, well, I find it works really well. Now, we had another very detailed question from a listener, and essentially it boiled down to this. I do want to say, she said very nice things about our program. She gets our program. She liked the free advice, just trying to give people.
Okay, well, we don't answer questions on this show if you don't like us. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. So I'm just letting everybody know that she likes us, so we're going to answer her questions. But the gist of it was she's basically a pretty healthy person, but she said the thing she battles is sugar. And she's got a job where she works long hours without eating. Her sleep is suffering. And so now she's finding herself with a lot of digestive issues, gas, bloating, discomfort. And then that seems to be going into general inflammation and joint problems. She's 27. And one thing is, and Bill, I'm going to throw – one thing is the sugar. I saw these things going on. It's likely that this person is getting some candida problems.
You get rashes. You get rectal itching. Lots of funny things that you don't think are related. You get allergy. You know, about 72% of Americans have an overgrowth of a yeast or a fungus in the digestive tract called Candida albicans. There are other forms of Candida, but Candida albicans is the dominant one. It is sugar loving, sugar craving, and it needs sugar to keep growing. And it overgrows to the point where it's all the way up on your tongue. So if you've got a white-coated tongue, you can see that yeast is overgrown. And it makes you a sugar craver because it wants sugar. And so it goes on and on. It's a self-perpetuating syndrome. You just get more sugar to grow more candida, and it gets into candida infections in the women's female tract. So it's all kinds of bother, and so many of us have us because they've pumped sugar. I was in the store the other day, literally everything from bread to ketchup to everything had some sugar in it. And, wow, that's a problem. And we just get so much sugar. I think it's like close to 150 pounds of sugar we eat a year, 120, 150 in America. I mean, they really know what to do, and modern medicine loves this because then we're sick. We have sugar diabetes problems. We have overweight problems, issues. And modern medicine doesn't want to fix all this. It's good for their business. But you should fix it, and you've got to back away. Listen to Cat James, the authority on this. Back away from the carbohydrates, bread, rice, pasta. Back away from the added sugars. You know, start using sweeteners like xylitol. It's an alcohol sugar. Stevia. It's a leaf from a little leaf, the stevia leaf. I use inositol powder. It's like powdered sugar. But again, they don't raise blood sugar levels. They taste sweet. They do not cause dental decay. And they don't make yeast and fungus grow. So you can use those. I use those as the sweeteners. I don't like a lot of sweet things because you're telling your brain to look for sweets, even though they're healthier sugars. And then you're going to keep looking for the sweets.
I always tell people, try to make sure nothing needs to be sweeter than what it is. But, you know, our sponsor, Garlinex, I got to tell you, Bill, in my store, Garlinex has risen to the number one thing that I recommend for candida, because since this is the only garlic pill that delivers allicin, which you can only get from fresh macerated garlic, allicin in a test tube just wipes out candida, but the other garlic pills don't have it. So we're having real success getting people to take Garlinex to help rid some of that yeast.
Digestive problems, burping, all kinds of issues with sinusitis. These are the things, headaches, people tell us about. Of course, garlic's a good blood thinner, kind of in place of the problematic aspirin tablet, ineffective aspirin tablets. It certainly helps you, as we said on our prior program, a little bit with the blood pressure, normalizing it. Garlic, it's a remedy for everything. It knocks out bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoebas. So it's selective. It doesn't knock out your good bacteria, your acidophilus, your bifidus, the natural flora in your digestive tract. You need the real allicin, and that is the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill is Garlinex. It works by, you know, your stomach acid's going to destroy that enzyme that converts garlic powder to allicin. And what this is alkaline buffered. So it counters the effect of the stomach acid. You really do produce allicin like you do from a natural crushed clove of garlic, except you don't have the pungency and the garlic odor, the garlic breath, the you know, the rawness on your throat. You try to swallow some crushed garlic, you got a real challenge on your hands. But anyway, Garlinex, you can go to the website there, watch my Chalk Talk on it, formerly called Garlazyme. Watch my Chalk Talk on this whole topic. Garlinex, G-A-R-L-I-N-E-X, and that number, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. They'll call you back. They're available to take your calls during weekdays. And remember that you can go online, garlinex.com, and order as well. And that product, we keep mentioning the price. I think it's $11.50 for a month's supply, 30 capsules. You can also get the time-release tablets, Garlinex time-release. And the price is, if you get 3 months' supply, you get a fourth month supply free. It gets down to about $8.60 a month. That's unbelievable. It's the cheapest garlic product on the market. And it works. And shipping is entirely free. Unbelievable. Wow, what a deal. 866-674-3955, Garlinex. Do you think folks don't trust Mother Nature and garlic? I think people love garlic. They just got to know how to use it. It was the garlic breath and odor that got everybody to back off of it.
Yeah, and the other thing was people would read about the promise of garlic. They'd take a garlic supplement, and they'd get some of it and not all of it. And now we have one that'll give you all of it. So
you do garlic pills thin the blood. They do provide sulfur and selenium. They're healthy for you, but you just may probably most likely aren't getting the real McCoy, the real allicin that garlic powder is supposed to produce. So don't let your stomach acid foul that up. Get the Garlinix alkaline buffered capsules, 866-674-3955. Now, David, I have this headline in front of me.
Well, I tell you what, if I can, Bill, let me take a short break here.
But David, Bill.
No, let's give the audience a break real quick, and I do want to say to the person that asked us a question, you got, like Bill said, you got to back off that sugar. I think the Garlinix would be helpful, and consider a good strong probiotic. You mentioned you were taking vitamin D. Make sure it's at least 10,000 a day or 50,000 once a week. We're going to take a short break, Bill, and I'll let you get to that headline. Don't go away, folks.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio on the easy-to-digest, highly bioavailable online format. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, who just ran in there and wouldn't let Bill. We had to wait for our wonderful sponsors to give us a message. Before,
You cut me off, David.
But, Bill, I came back, and I would like to hear about this headline because I don't know what you're going to bring up.
Neither do I. Weight loss surgery halves the risk of dying from any cause up to 14 years after the procedure. They want to do a $35,000 surgery. It will remedy your diabetes for the long term. It's the gastric bariatric surgery that they do. And American Medical Association published study. Obese people had a 53% less risk of dying from any cause 5 to 14 years after weight loss surgery. Wow. Should we all just line up for the surgery and not worry about diet and sugar?
Well, no, I was going to say, is that just because they lost the pounds?
No. When we look at the data, what happens, this surgery is very involved in blood loss. You lose a lot of blood in this gastric surgery, this bariatric surgery. And then gastric bypass is what they call it. And so what happens is your blood carries a lot of iron, and you kind of get like a blood letting, blood donation effect. And so your iron levels go way down, and then it affects the area where you continually absorb iron, and you become kind of on the anemic side a little bit. In fact, they have to give some folks some iron pills after, but it proves to us what we've been saying. It's iron that controls diabetes. Now, you can go down and give blood. Yes, give blood. And I have a whole online report about bloodletting. Go look it up on knowledgeofhealth.com. Bill Sardi and bloodletting, or phlebotomy, they call it, blood donation. If you lose about 250 milligrams of iron per unit of blood you donate, you may have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 excess milligrams of iron in your blood as time goes on. You don't need to do this if you're a growing child. You need all the iron you can get to make red blood cells. Hemoglobin carries that iron, and it's the red pigment in your blood. And then once you're fully grown, you start accumulating 1 excess milligram of iron per day of life. And by age 40, men have double the iron level compared to a 40-year-old female, and double the rate of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. It's iron-driven, driven by rust. And what they're doing is the expensive version of all this. Now, you can get iron chelators. They're C-H-E-L-A-T-O-R-S. People see the word chelators. They think chelators. And iron chelators are in rice bran. They're bran cereals of certain types. They are in, green tea and grapeseed, and resveratrol as a copper chelator goes along with it. But we have a lot of those chelators in a product called Longevinix. And Longevinix, known as a red wine pill, has all of those ingredients in it. Quercetin from red apple peel and red onions, again, an iron chelator, controls the excess iron, the loose iron in your bloodstream, not the iron in your, doesn't pull it off your red blood cells, just the excess loose iron, and then helps control your weight and control your sugar levels by controlling the iron. And a lot of folks, I wish the doctors stopped playing games with this, get a ferritin test to find out how much stored iron you have in your body, and it'll tell you when the ferritin level, let me spell it for you, F as in Frank, E-R-R-I-T-I-N, ferritin. It's a simple $10 blood test. And if it's over about 70, normal range 20 to 70, and if you're over 70 ferritin level, you're probably going to have issues of weight and blood sugar issues and blood pressure. Get the iron levels down. You can do it by donating blood. You can do it by taking Longevinix, maybe if you're trying to do it in a single supplement, IP6 rice bran extract. There are different ways to do it, but cut down on the red meat you get. If you're eating chicken and turkey, a serving might provide you 3 milligrams of iron versus red meat, about 18 milligrams. The iron in meat is absorbed whether your body needs it or not. The iron in plant foods, even though they say spinach has a lot of iron, really not like meat does. But the iron in plant foods is only absorbed on an as-needed basis. So be careful there, and every once in a while we do need, women do need, particularly menstruating females, they're losing iron once a month, and so they are compensating. We keep saying women, as long as they're in their baby-making years and having the menstrual cycle, their iron levels are lower, and they don't really start to biologically age until they go into the change of life. So aging is the accumulation of iron and copper and calcium. You're calcifying and you're rusting, and you can control that. You don't need a $35,000 weight loss surgery. It halves the risk of dying, so that makes that weight loss surgery, gastric bypass, an anti-aging substance, anti-aging procedure.
I'd rather follow your advice, but I want to underline what you just said. I saw this study, maybe it was about 5 years ago. I was in Washington, D.C. It was in the Post. And it said that people who ate a lot of red meat had higher incidence of heart disease and cancer, but people who ate chicken and fish twice as much poundage as the red meat had no such increase. And I had learned from you, and I said, okay, that sort of makes the point. It's not the meat, it's not the animal, it's the iron.
It is. Don't rust and calcify away. Listen, growing kids need red meat. Menstruating females, particularly those having babies, need a lot of red meat and iron. Now, iron pills, you're talking about nausea, you're talking about constipation, and even iron overload. So I don't like the iron pills unless you really need to go there. If you're going to reach for an iron pill, then there is an iron pill, and it's Ferronyl by brand name, F-E-R-R-O-N-Y-L, or carbonyl iron is its generic name, carbonyl, like the word carbon. Carbonyl, C-A-R-B-O-N-Y-L. That's the only safe form of iron that won't gum you up and cause side effects and everything else. And, you know, iron pills, you know, babies get into those iron pills. So I'm real careful around them, be careful. But the carbonyl iron pill, you know, if a baby got into it, their stomach would need to be pumped, but they wouldn't be in the morgue. So it's the safest iron pill around if you need to reach for an iron pill.
Yeah, if you need iron, small potency, high absorption forms.
Yeah, that's the story. And, you know, they overdosed dogs on the iron from the carbonyl iron, and it didn't have any effect and wasn't toxic to them. And they did a study. You know, kids got into iron pills, and in all of the ones where there was carbonyl iron, they only hospitalized one child just for safety reasons, just for observation. No child, you know, really got into a mortal problem of iron overload. So it's important to keep a safe one around the house, especially if kids are there. Carbonyl iron, or Ferronyl by its brand name, you'll find it in drugstores, probably not in health food stores. But that's our study. And so doctors want to talk you into this wonderful way to get you to live 14 years longer. Halves the risk of dying from any cause up to 14 years after the procedure costs $35,000. Hey, that's easy. Then you just eat to your heart's delight and you don't care. Mm. Don't let them do that to you. Come on. That isn't the way to get healthy.
Well, look, I'd much rather just be modest with the red meat and take something like the Longevinex pill that has IP6 by itself, and get all those benefits without the operation.
Yeah,
I'll take
by the
that
way,
any
if
day.
You've got kids in attention deficit disorder, particularly boys in growth spurts and girls, think of iron deficiency, anemia. Now, how do you know? Cold fingers and toes, not enough red blood cells to carry to your extremities. Fingers and toes are cold. In kids, shake their hand. You'll see a lot of girls, young girls, you shake their hand, they got cold hands. They're anemic on the anemic side because of menstrual losses of iron. And so you can tell right away. When you're anemic, you crave ice chips. You crave that. You crave acidic foods like tomatoes. They taste great. You are pale skinned. You're going to be huffing and puffing going upstairs. You're going to be out of breath. You don't have enough red blood cells to carry oxygen. You are going to be fatigued, obviously. You may have tremendous problems trying to get to sleep, insomnia. The body puts you on alert and doesn't let you go to sleep when you're anemic. So all of those are the signs. You can see it in kids. And I said, head them out to In-N-Out Hamburgers or wherever you're listening to this thing and get these kids some red meat. And no iron pills for kids. Get the kids the red meat. Now, you know, as we get older, then we need to ease up on, as we're adults and we're fully grown, yeah, then we need to be watching our red meat intake. First men and later women as they enter into the change of life. So
Make a lot of sense, Bill. I think you wrote a book called The Iron Time Bomb that when we're growing, we need tons of copper, as you said, to make tissue. We need tons of iron for red blood cells. We need tons of calcium to build bones. Women need a bit more because they're going to maybe make some babies. But once we get to a certain age, we've got to watch the calcium and the iron.
Where is
the copper.
This advice that we just gave on the air? Where is that from the National Institutes of Health or anybody? I mean, what's happened to all of our nutritionists? There is a diet for when you're growing, and there's a diet for when you're fully grown, and then for women after they've passed menopause, the same one is to limit the iron and the calcium.
No, there's only one diet, Bill. It's the diet for when you're shopping. Okay. And that's the only diet. We're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be back with breaking news and Bill and I spouting off. And that's what you're here for. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Dave Stouter, you're truly the health warrior with me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. You know, Bill, I wanna bring up something basic because I think probably you and I might both be guilty. I know I am. There's so many wonderful things from Mother Nature, between all the vitamins, the minerals, the herbs, the phytonutrients, the amino acids, and it's really easy to go off chasing the frontiers of nutrition. But a lot of times, like last week, you were talking about how critical zinc is for depression and immune function and all kinds of things, and how niacin, a simple B vitamin, was making an impact on certain kinds of Parkinson's disease and schizophrenia. So one of the, I would say, as we were just talking about getting too many of certain minerals and then building up, I think one of the ones that most of us are deficient in, and one that really has a treasure trove of benefits, is magnesium. I understand it's in the news.
It ought to be the first thing you think of when you're diabetic. Not the vitamin C, certainly, you need if you're diabetic. Vitamin D, certainly, if you're diabetic. You need to get those iron levels under control. That's why the molecules that do that, IP6 rice bran, good for diabetics. Lots of reasons, lots of things to reach for when you become a benfotiamine, the form of vitamin B1 for diabetics. It averts all of the serious side effects, the nephropathy, kidneys, the neuropathy, nerves, and retinopathy at the back of the eyes. Get the vitamin B1 if you're diabetic. But if you're diabetic, don't forget that mineral, magnesium. And they're showing here certain genetic factors involved, but certainly some people respond to the magnesium better than others that are diabetic. But make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Magnesium makes about 300 different enzymes in your body, and none of us get enough magnesium. We used to 100 years ago before they started making these new phosphate fertilizers, and then the magnesium was kind of taken out of our food chain. And so we get about maybe 200 milligrams of magnesium a day. We need about 400. You're not going to make anything that's green, spinach, lettuce, whatever, is going to have magnesium in it. But you got to eat a lot of those green leafy vegetables to get enough magnesium to match your shortages. So probably a supplement's going to work best. And if you're getting magnesium supplements, any kind, there's what, David? Let's list them. Magnesium.
Well, I would first just say oxide is the one that's least likely to give you a lot of benefits and most likely to give you loose stools. But some of the good ones, you got glycinate, you got tarnate, you got aspartate, malate, citrate. Those are probably the real decent ones.
And they have the magnesium threonate, which seems to work for your brain now a lot better, gets into your brain. But the zinc oxide just
– mag oxide.
It's the best priced one, but only 4% of it's absorbed. So please, you know, think of a different form if you're taking a magnesium. Magnesium oxide, almost worthless. I don't know why they sell it, but people like to buy it because it is less expensive. And certainly that is an important thing. But magnesium, great for folks who have diabetes. I have a subject before I want to talk about gallbladder surgery and then hysterectomy, two surgeries maybe we don't need as much of. But I want to remind people, because this is true in the extended family from my wife's side of the family, a lot of folks on that side of the family have troubles with alcohol. So we get together during holidays, and there's five or six members of the extended family struggling with alcohol issues. And, you know, you can be certainly sympathetic with this. Alcohol has a siren call. The first glass relaxes us. The second glass, we start getting a little sloppy with our tongue. And the third glass, we're kind of getting sleepy, and by the fourth glass, we're into a stupor, and then we're finally into a morning headache with this all. You know, alcohol makes it goes to a little brain receptor, GABA, the GABA receptor. Gamma aminobutyric acid is GABA. It's relaxing. It's a little the receptors in your brain, if you hit that little receptor with alcohol, you feel relaxed, you feel talkative, you feel great. Can you stop with the first glass? Kind of hard for a lot of folks. And I would say it's just a prevalent problem everywhere. And how do you stop it? Mother Nature has an answer. This is a plug for a company. Go to blucetin.com, B-L-U-C-E-T-I-N, from the Asian raisin tree, and it blocks the GABA receptor on your brain, and it will overcome alcoholism. You can have a few drinks and a couple of drinks. Don't be irresponsible, but take the Blucetin. You're going to curb your appetite for alcohol. You're not going to have a blood alcohol level that gets you in trouble when you're driving. They can't make all these claims for their product, but I know I've seen the studies from UCLA. It's a natural extract from the Asian raisin tree. It works wonderfully, and if you're having troubles with alcohol or know a loved one who is, blucetin.com. Keep it around the house and in your briefcase. And men, when you're asked to drink while you're in business and so on, that'll help you out a little bit. Hey, by the way, ladies, you know, that carry higher hormone levels, estrogen makes it easier for women to become inebriated from a glass of wine. So, again, the Blucetin may be helpful to women struggling to curb their desire to drink. And I know, you know, we tend to be depressed over things in life, and we're reaching for a glass of wine. We need to be careful about that, but that Blucetin might curb that appetite for wine. I'm reading here, alcohol dependence, benfotiamine, our good friend, the fat-soluble form of vitamin B1, you can only get benfotiamine, the fat-soluble form of vitamin B1, which is thiamine, fat-soluble, at the better health food stores like Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. Can't find it in your health food store, call up Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. Dave Stouter, our co-host, will help you ship it to you or find it. But it says here alcohol consumption decreases if you've been given benfotiamine. Another way to curb your craving for alcohol, and it worked very well, severe alcohol dependence. So, again, another little trick to make you to handle alcohol. It's a big public health problem. Okay, your gallbladder's acting up, and the question is, should you have it out? And modern surgery, modern medicine says most of the time, yeah, the only answer, just go have surgery and have it out. What do you need it for? Well, your gallbladder is a squirt gun for bile. The liver makes the bile, shuttles it over to the squirt gun called the gallbladder, and the gallbladder will squirt that out when you eat fats and oils to help you digest the fats and oils. Okay, when you eat sugar, it's insulin. When you eat fats and oils, it's bile. wait a minute, what if I get stones in the gallbladder? Should I have it out? I'm having trouble. What should I do? Is there any way to dissolve those stones? Yes, there is, naturally. It's called IP6 rice bran extract. Those little stones are either calcium or they're iron-related and they're fat-related, cholesterol-related. Get the IP6 rice bran extract and taurine. It's an amino acid, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. I wrote a little online book if you want to find it online about this, how to do this. Taurine is the precursor for bile. So the problem for a lot of folks with gallbladder problems, and if you have it, you eat, and then you have a knife-like pain right under your right rib. Ooh, it just comes real quick. You probably got a little gallstone lodging in the neck of the gallbladder, and then it squeezes down on that stone as the gallbladder squeezes down and pumps the bile out, and you've got a little sharp pain there. If you're having digestive problems, when you eat fats and oils, you're going to burp all day because you didn't get the bile to help you digest it down. So taurine will thin the bile. A lot of folks, their bile is as thick as motor oil. It should be like gasoline. So use taurine. I had this whole problem. I dissolved the gallstones from my gallbladder, and I thin the bile every day with a little bit of taurine, and it works wonders. So you don't need the surgery all the time. And I wrote an online book about it. Hysterectomies. Do women need so many of them? It says here they don't. This is a study, American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. 430,000 women have a hysterectomy every year.
Every year.
Wow, that's a lot. And they used to have 680,000 a decade ago, so it's curbed down a bit, but it's still close to 500,000 women. Do they need all those? It says they don't. About 1 in 5 women who undergo hysterectomy may not need the procedure. Well, it says that's not exactly true. It's a little bit less than that. But still, it's a high level of unnecessary surgeries. Again, women get talked into these things. Modern medicine's just greedy. I wish I could say something better about modern medicine, but we've got a lot of unnecessary surgery going on, and so we've got these issues. Lots of folks, it says here in the headlines, living with cancer, an estimated 2.5 million people living with cancer just in the United Kingdom. I wonder how many are here in the United States. I think they've got a population of 1/20th the size we are here. So we must have 100 million folks living with cancer. At any rate, lots of folks, they've had the treatment and they've been living with it. Does your doctor tell you to do anything? Diet? Nothing. You're out until it recurs, and then they get to wring their hands and bill insurance more for more and more treatment. They don't really have a cure for cancer. What are you going to put on the list for cancer patients, David? These folks that don't want cancer to come roaring back, what do you tell them?
My first thing is vitamin D3.
You bet.
I've often said if somebody came into my store and said, I want to prevent cancer, but I only want to take one pill, I think it's short-sighted, but I think the pill is D3.
Okay, and D3 raises the level of neutrophils. It's a white blood cell, your immunity. White blood cells, those neutrophils, are going to dock up next to a roaming cancer cell and blow it up. It's called chemotaxis. And so, boy, would you like to have that happen? You need adequate vitamin D levels. If you go out and get sunshine and every day, cancer patients will live much longer because of getting natural vitamin D, or you can get it in the winter or naturally with vitamin D supplements. So it's true. You're going to add to your survival. What's next on your list?
Well, IP6, we talk about. In fact, I was introduced to IP6 by a Dr. Sham Sudan, who's involved in oncology at University of Maryland, found that the IP6 increased killer cells and had a normalizing effect on cell growth patterns. And as you point out, being an iron chelator, iron tends to drive cancer cells.
Iron is a growth factor. Sugar is a growth factor for cancer. And so we want to limit the iron in the red meat. That's a given. We want to limit sugar. Absolutely. Sucrose, cane sugar, fructose, corn syrup, sugar.
Any of it. Any
you know, try to limit those things if you're going to be living with cancer. Don't let it come roaring back. I think the sugar limitation is a subject of a talk I'm giving for the National Health Federation January 31st in Woodland Hills, California. There's 60th annual dinner and awards dinner for the National Health Federation. I'm giving a talk there that we've known for 100 years how to cure cancer. We've always known how to cure cancer, and I'm giving that talk. And by the way, our sponsor, Longevinix, has bought 100 dinner tickets for our guests who would like to go. You can go to the NHF.com, NationalHealthFederation.com, sign up, send them an email, and say you'd like to attend that function on January 31st in Woodland Hills. They'll send you free tickets. I'm not kidding. You're getting a full $120 dinner, and you're getting a free gift bag there of things, and, of course, my speech, all free to our listeners here if they have the time. I've got to buy an audience, as I kid everybody. Nobody will listen to me. So,
well, but it's while supplies last. It's not unlimited.
And
right?
David Stouter will be there signing autographs. I refuse, but he will be there.
I'll be signing Bill's name.
Are you going? Yeah, thank you. Are you going to be charging again for those autographs, David? Come on.
Well, it's a discount. $3 for $100 now.
Some of those baseball players started making money and then they didn't report it to the IRS. So you better report your.
I have had one person once ask for my autograph.
Really?
On somebody else's book.
We may be giving away free books there. Dr. John Cannell with the Vitamin D Council is going to be there talking also for 4 or 5 minutes about his work with the Vitamin D Council. And I think we're going to give away copies of his book about vitamin D and sports. So we'll get free copies of books there. Lots of fun things. You will want to sign up January 31st, the 60th annual awards dinner for the National Health Federation. Tickets are free while they last. Go to thenhf.com. Use our name and tell them you would like some free tickets. Bring a dinner date with you, and it'll be a wonderful time for all you health seekers out the way. By the way, they've got a wonderful place there. Seating's limited as well, so we're just trying to invite you to go. I want to keep throwing plugs out in the show before we run out of time. Dr. Joyce Brown, wonderful lady, in her late 70s now, found all kinds of problems piling up in her life. Her house burnt down at one time. She's had health problems, all kinds of things, and she wondered whether life was worth living anymore. And then, well, she had some experiences that most people don't have. You can read about it in her new book, Heavenly Answers, Dr. Joyce Brown. Now, she had a wonderful rediscovery of her vision. She was losing her eyesight and found that she took Longevinix, our sponsor's red wine pill. You can see the whole story online. Go online and look up Dr. Joyce Brown and her eyesight problem. I'm trying to figure out another good tag there that the folks can look it up. Joyce Brown and Longevinix, Longevinex, and her experience. It was on television. It won an Emmy Award. Her endearing story of how she used 17 different types of red wine resveratrol pills before she found the one that gave her her vision back in 3 days. That whole story's online. It's the television story from KLAS in the television CBS affiliate in Las Vegas. But her new book is trying to give hope to people who think life isn't worth living anymore. And she answers questions and helps your loved ones who are depressed and thinking about SUICIDE. 1-800-434-5924. 1-800-434-5924. It's free. She's helping people all. She gets calls from all over the earth, people everywhere, because there's no help for folks that are really that down in their mood and everything else. So Heavenly Answers, Dr. Joyce Brown, we give her a little plug because she's doing good for folks. Absolutely free. Just gives of her time and her love and her care for folks. And she's been able to, get a lot of people to rethink again about that life is worth living. You know, we've been talking about things here. Let's go the other direction and then we'll maybe take a break, David.
Yeah, okay.
Tobacco companies Wednesday, this was on January the 7th, accused a federal judge of forcing them to inaccurately describe themselves as unscrupulous villains who continue to deceive the public.
Well, I guess...
we should just pause the... Let's just pause and say nothing, David. I mean, what does the public think of this?
I feel so sorry for him.
Do you remember, probably none of you remember this, but there was an infamous television ad where the executives of all tobacco companies had to line up in front of Congress and swear with their right hand up that they didn't know they were going to tell the truth, and then they said that under oath that they didn't know anything about, cancer sticks, these cigarettes causing lung cancer. And then it came out in their emails and other communications that they did. And, more people stopped smoking because they felt lied to by the executives than they did over the toxic pictures of lungs and all those things.
Yeah.
And, all that stuff. That didn't work, but lied to. Oh, and people threw their cigarettes away, and so that kind of thing. And so that went on years ago, and pretty much the tobacco companies got that ad taken off the air. It was an anti-smoking ad.
Hey, Bill, I got to tell you, my just real quick, I don't know if you remember this, my favorite anti-smoking commercial. Do you remember this? It's a bar in the Old West, and there's a guy sitting at a table, and he obviously looks like the good guy. And a couple bad guys bust through the door, and some other bad guys come out of the shadows and surround him. And the bad guy looks really bad, like Clint Eastwood or something. He's smoking. And he takes a look at the guy and goes, "We figured you'd be here." And all the bad guys just cough to death and keel over. And the good guy shakes his head and walks out.
Okay.
But listen, let's take a short break. And I got a question for you about superfoods when we get back, Bill.
Okay.
You ready for that?
I am
all
a
right,
super
don't,
answer.
Don't,
okay.
Don't go anywhere, folks. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. All right, welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. A lot of free things in the last segment. Wow. Real quick, Bill, if people want to come down, Saturday, this month, January 31st, to the National Health Federation dinner, where you're going to make a pretty amazing presentation, and you've bought some tickets. I just want, is that a thenhf.com?
thenhf.com. thenhf.com.
Okay. We'd love to see some of you there. So, Bill, there are all these superfoods across the world, some of them that have been around for a long, long time, aloe vera, for instance, new and exotic things from around the world that most of us had never heard of, noni and mangosteen and maki and all these things we hear about, things like cocoa and red wine we've heard about. But, you know, I read some of the historical uses of garlic, and I see some just amazing health benefits in the historical uses of fresh garlic. But I know a lot of people who eat a fair amount of garlic take garlic pills, and they don't seem to get as dramatic benefits as maybe we're reading about. What are we missing?
You're missing the real allicin molecule. Listen, just so we're hitting straight with people, we do it again and again because we keep having new listeners on the show. For our regular listeners, they've heard this before. Get a clove of garlic and crush it. And you activated an enzyme in there, and you've created allicin, the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic, and now your problem's how to down it. It's pungent on the throat, it bites your stomach, it causes garlic odor and breath, and you don't like it. Now, if you cook the garlic, you destroyed it. People say, oh, I love garlic, put it in my food. Yeah, but you probably destroyed the allicin.
So you get some benefit, but not all of it.
Yeah, you still get selenium and sulfur, and you get the blood thinning effect and so on. So it's good, but you got to get that real, you know. So how do you get it? Some wonderful folks made and have patented an alkaline buffered, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule, and it negates, it counters the stomach acid so that the enzyme that activates allicin can be produced in your digestive tract, and there you go. Without the pungency, without the garlic breath and odor, and the real allicin molecule. Proven in human studies, this wasn't just an animal study. Lots of products say they have allicin on them. We say they say they're allicin potential. We call it allicin pretend. The labels are wrong until we straighten all this out. You're likely to buy a pill, think you're getting, and by the way, those allicin pills cost a lot of money, and our sponsor's product, Garlinex, $8.60 a month. When you buy a 3-month supply, you get a 4th month free. It only costs you $8.60. Buy a 1-month supply, I think it costs you about $11.50. But shipping is absolutely free when you order a 3-month supply. Get one free, and shipping is free. So what's not to like about that product? Well, there's a little plug. Our audience has heard about it before. Our other wonderful sponsor, Longevinix, let me talk about them for a minute, the red wine pill. The only almost 95% of all the human studies or animal studies or test tube studies on branded resveratrol pills, all kind of owned by Longevinix, our sponsor. And it says here that resveratrol, the key ingredient in our Longevinix capsule, it says resveratrol may be useful to help the elderly generate an improved responses to vaccines.
Really?
It improves the response to vaccines. So, you know, what do they add to vaccines to make them work? Did you know that most vaccines have a disease in them? Yeah, they have a little bit of the flu, a little bit of, you know, chicken pox, a little bit of whatever they're trying to keep you from. So those vaccines are a little bit of the disease, but you've got to develop antibodies. And you'll develop antibodies better when you're nourished correctly, vitamin C and D and A probably, and then selenium and zinc, 2 minerals, 3 vitamins, and you'll develop the antibodies better. A lot of malnourished folks don't adequately develop the antibodies, and the vaccination didn't convert into a high level of antibodies. But so when the vaccines don't work, they have to add an adjuvant. That's where the mercury and the toxic aluminum, the heavy metals come in. If they put something totally provoking, totally toxic in there, then it will make the antibodies. Now, folks, why are we using mercury and aluminum? According to this article, it's in the Journal of Rejuvenation Research, October 2012, overlooked, and they did this in animals, and they said, look, you can use resveratrol, the red wine molecule, to improve responses to vaccine. Why in the world do we put mercury, heavy metals, in vaccines? Because they don't work and they need to be provoked. You need to activate more antibodies, and that's what they do. So, you know, well, why don't we just use resveratrol by itself?
You know something you said back about the more people quit smoking when they realized that the cigarette companies had lied to them rather than just seeing all the things. How are we going to convince people that in many, many ways modern medicine has lied to them? And they ought to, put down a lot of these, this dependence on these drugs, this feeling like you got to go to the doctor every 6 months to get your numbers checked so you can get the right drugs. You've been lied to, folks, and we're just trying to get you to team up with Mother Nature.
Here's another wonderful thing. You had at the top of your list for supplements for people with cancer, living with cancer, vitamin D, and it says here resveratrol, the red wine molecule, potentiates vitamin D. It works on the vitamin D receptor. Interesting. Our sponsor's product, Longevinix, has vitamin D with resveratrol and quercetin and the mineral chelators. It's wonderful. It works. This is a December 23 Journal of Cellular Biochemistry. If you want a dietary supplement of the red wine variety, no alcohol in it, the wonderful resveratrol pills, the best tested one is Longevinix, our sponsor's product, 866-405-4000. You call the number, leave your name and phone number. They'll send you educational materials. They won't pressure you to order. They'll give you information. Or go to longevinix.com, LONGEVINEX.com, Longevinex, the word vine in the middle. And like the word longevity, 866-405-4000 or online, longevinex.com. Okay, that was the plug for our sponsor's product. By the way, I want to go back, plug our radio show because we keep forgetting. One of the things we need our online people to do, so we're going to get them, we have Alan emailing me just at this very moment. Can your little sign-up form to listen to our radio show, we want to send you a blast on email every time we produce a new show so then you can just get it as it's broadcast and becomes available. But it says, can you make another little form so I can forward it to my friends? Okay, good idea. Thank you for that suggestion, Alan, and we'll try to do that because a lot of folks would like to share this show with others and allow them to do that where they can listen in at any time of the day or night all over the world. That's why online broadcasting is the way to go. So, and that's what we're doing now. David, headline, many consumers misled about bogus weight loss supplements. Isn't every weight loss drug bogus? Do you know that every weight loss drug has been taken off the market? But what about the weight loss supplements? Are they bogus? I mean, what about Garcinia Gamboa and all these?
Well, let me put it this way. If we just have to define the word bogus. Are lots of bogus claims made about these supplements? Yes. Are they all bogus? No. They just have to be in perspective. I'll tell you what, Bill. Here's what I tell everybody. If you want to lose weight, you have to cut down the carbs and you have to exercise. I say that is your savings account, okay? A good supplement can give you interest on your savings account. But if there was really a pill that you could just sit around on the couch and take and look smashing in 60 days, somebody would, it just is not true. As long you have things that can positively affect your metabolism, that can have an impact on stress hormones, that can have an impact on your sugar control. If you so they can help. I've seen them work over and over, but there isn't a magic pill that you're just going to take all day and suddenly become slim and fit. You have to eat right. You have to exercise. So if somebody promises you results, drugs or supplements, and doesn't require you to put into it, I would call that bogus.
Isn't it absurd to think that any pill, supplement, or drug is going to overcome you chomping down Twinkies and everything else? There's no pill big enough. Come on, it'd be a horse pill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. Get into that low-carb and low-added sugar diet. No added sugars, no rice, no pasta, no bread, the carbohydrates that turn to sugar, and you've got a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And then use these pills. No, I don't think Garcinia, Gamboa, and some of these other things that are promoted work very well. But I'll tell you, the most promising is the red wine resveratrol pill for these purposes. So we haven't seen everybody using them lose weight, but a number of people have. But
yeah,
combined with the diet, I think you will see dramatic differences. You know, 10 days of a low-carb, low-sugar diet, you'll be a new person. You'll think better. The little brain fog will lift off of you. Your pants will be loose. I mean, you won't believe it. I used to be in a extra large shirt. I'm in a large shirt now. I'm 20 pounds lower than I used to be. I'm never that heavy, but
no. Hey, Bill, you know, I was watching a video that you made about the mineral theory of aging. Maybe, what was that, about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, you weren't overweight or anything, but you definitely have slimmed down. I know you've taken advice from Cat James. And so, listen, everybody. So, to the extent, again, if you do want to lose weight, you gotta bring down the carbs, and you gotta exercise, and then certain supplements can assist you, can make it easier.
Well, the doctors are trying to, you know, doctors aren't going to talk about diet, and they're pill pushers, and they're going to tell you take this new diabetic drug or this new weight loss drug. Come on, I don't think any drug or any pill does it. Start with the diet. And then use
right.
to augment it well. Resveratrol okay. pills are at the top of the list. So
okay.
That's
hey,
good.
I'll finish up. I remember remember Dr. Barry Sears?
Yeah.
He was the guy with the Zone diet all the way through. But I'll never forget. I years and years ago, I interviewed him on the radio, and he one time, and he's a very interesting fellow, but he's a bit curt in his presentation. He goes, "David, if you want to make a cow fat, what do you feed it?" And before I could answer, he goes, "Grains." So I always remember that. They don't feed fat to cows to make them fat. They feed grains. So you're right on, Bill. Starches, sugars, cut those down. Your health will improve. All right. Have a Heart Health Radio. We need to sign off. Thanks for listening. And those forms, let's get those forms, Bill, so people can spread the news. And
spread the news. Forms
that people can fill out, make it easy for them to tell their friends about our show. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you spreading the message, and we'll be back in about a week or less. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.